The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Get going here. So it's, again, it's nice to see you all. It makes me happy just to be here, even before we've started practicing. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, for those of you who heard my Dharma talk last night, it's a related theme, but I'd like to expand out some of this. And that is the idea of the Buddha gave some instructions on how to practice or to be prepared for when difficulties arise, or when we're provoked by what somebody says or what somebody does, or where there's just external conditions such that there are some difficulties, and we can interpret difficulties in such a broad way. But sometimes it's when difficult emotions arise, or we feel ourselves getting stuck, like in an infinite loop of thinking or rehearsing something like, oh, they shouldn't have said that. Oh, they shouldn't have said that. Oh, they shouldn't have said that. Or like, oh, I should have said that. Oh, I should have said that. Sometimes we can get in these little repeats and just where it gets inflamed by just going over and over again and without finding a way out or a way forward or something like this. And so in this particular sutta in which I'm referring to, which I will talk about in just a moment here, where the Buddha is giving examples of people finding themselves in some difficulties. There's some extreme ones in here in that particular discourse. And some is like when people are throwing rocks at you or trying to saw off your arms. So may that not be the case for you, either people throwing rocks or sawing off your arms. And we can, I chuckle when I hear this, but I think part of the reason why there's these teachings is to make it, to grab our attention, to be a little bit outrageous. So what are the teachings? So the Buddha says, you should train thus. My heart will not be warped, and I shall utter no malevolent words. I shall abide caring for their welfare with a mind of goodwill, with no secret ill will. So then there's some ways in which we can interpret, what does this mean to train thus? But I love this first line, my heart will not be warped. So what does it mean to be warped? It means to be like twisted or convoluted or misshapen or something that gets changed. Often when things are warped, it's because they've with under tremendous pressure or heat or something like this. So not changed or twisted in a way that's necessarily beneficial or going towards something more beautiful or with greater freedom, but just tremendous pressure has added something that's warped. And often, or maybe I'm showing my age here, but remembering like LP albums, right? That's left in this, and when they got a little bit warped, you just can't use them anymore. So I think that's what's getting pointed at here. My heart will not be warped, twisted, perverted, you know, that kind of has that word vert in it, which is like in Pali, vrit is to twist or to change or to turn. The same Pali expression that we're translating as my heart will not be warped can also, perfectly legitimate translation, could also be my mind will be unaffected. So we might even think about, you know, how can we hold both of these in contemporary English? There's a big difference sometimes in the way that we think about mind and being heart and the difference between what we think about warped and unaffected. So it might be something for us to explore, each of us for ourselves. But here with Happy Hour, I'm going to focus on my heart will not be warped. And I shall utter no malevolent words. That means, and this word utter, we could also translate it. It points to like blurting out or like something that gets released under pressure, that kind of a movement. So, you know, saying things again under pressure that we might later regret or maybe are harmful. And to abide caring for their welfare, for other people's welfare, with a mind of goodwill. Goodwill, we could also translate as loving kindness, with no secret ill will. No secret ill will. That also could be translated as no inner ill will. So you're like that we don't have some ill will that's like tamped down, hidden deep inside of us, that when the conditions are not comfortable for us, when we have difficult circumstances, then this ill will comes blurting out, bursting forth. So how do we do this? How do we train that our hearts will not be warped? Do you want to guess? I see some of you are smiling. Okay, this is Happy Hour, right? And what do we do here at Happy Hour? We do a loving kindness meditation. So it's this very, just this practice again and again of gaining familiarity of what is it like to practice towards loving kindness, and for those occasions in which loving kindness does arise, to familiarize ourselves with the experience of it. And also to recognize, for those of you who have been coming to Happy Hour a number of times, that there is more than, I'm willing to bet there's been more than one way that you've shown up to Happy Hour. Maybe you've, sometimes you showed up in a great mood, so excited, happy to be here, been thinking about this, yay, it's here. Or then maybe sometimes like, oh my gosh, am I really going to go? I'm looking at the watch, okay, I guess I'll go. I'm just making this up. I don't know what it is, but I feel confident that we've have attended Happy Hour with a range of initial thoughts, experiences, moods, attitudes. And to have that familiarity also with what is it like to have different starting points from which we then practice loving kindness or start to cultivate loving kindness, and to recognize that there can be more than one starting point in which we can practice loving kindness, cultivate loving kindness in a formalized way with a meditation posture. And so in order to train that my heart will not be warped is to do loving kindness practice. Which, of course, creates the conditions and helps, makes it easier so that we shall not blurt out bad words, but instead we will abide caring for others and have our heart have goodwill, benevolence, loving kindness, and without secret, hidden, inner ill will, hatred. Okay, so with that, let's take with that as an introduction, let's take an alert, upright posture. And maybe with a focus on finding some ease in the posture. Some comfort, some ease, comfort, some lack of struggle with the posture. and have a certain amount of alertness that represents your intention to be cultivating loving kindness now. We can start with a little bit of a body scan. I like to start at the top of the body. Often our faces are common places. We might hold tension around the eyes and the jaw, especially. Feeling into the neck and the shoulders. The upper back and lower back. The chest. The belly, we do this body scan with a recognition that we bring some gentle, open-hearted awareness, attention to different areas of the body, can do two things, allow us to be more present and embodied, so to speak. But also, often bringing a warm-hearted attention to those areas that have some tightness or tension or discomfort can help soften or lighten the tension. So continuing with our body scan, feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. Bring your awareness to your upper legs. Lower legs. And feet. The upper arms. Lower arms. And hands. We can bring our awareness to the sensations that the hands feel, what they're touching. Is it smooth or rough? Warm or cold? As well as the experience of having hands, that is the throbbing or tingling or whatever the felt experience is. And in the same way, we can bring our attention to the sensations of breathing. Feeling the stretching, the pulling, the contracting. That happens when we breathe, or while we're breathing. We're always breathing, hopefully. We'll just hang out here for a little bit with the sensations of breathing, noticing what an in-breath feels like. And what an out-breath feels like. When the mind wanders, just very simply, gently begin again. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, someone for whom it's easy to feel love, care, respect, benevolence, goodwill. And while keeping the lovable being in mind, can say these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then we can expand our loving kindness, build on this foundation that we're cultivating to include ourselves. So in the same way, you can bring either an image of yourself to mind or a felt sense of what it feels like to be here. Now, sitting here, this moment. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Can be helpful to check in with sensations in the body And see if there are any feelings of well-being or contentment or warmth, certain amount of settledness, spaciousness. Even if it's just a small portion of your experience, it can be helpful to use those physical sensations as a support for cultivating loving kindness. Allow them to nourish or nurture you and allow the feelings of loving kindness to be supported by them. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Now, can we stretch our loving kindness a little bit to include someone we have no relationship with? It's not that we don't dislike them or like them, we just don't have a relationship with them. Sometimes this is called the neutral person. This could be somebody that you just see here on Zoom for the first time. It could be somebody that you see sometimes parking the car, their car near where you live or work. It could be maybe the family that you see going on walks in the evenings after dinner that you've never spoken with. Whatever it might be. And this is a little bit more difficult to bring to mind. So in a relaxed way, without straining, can you bring to mind? It's helpful if there isn't a specific person as opposed to an idea. Can you bring that person, that neutral person to mind. And we cultivate loving kindness for them as well. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. It might be it's a bit more challenging to do loving kindness for a neutral person. See if you can use any sensations in the body that are supportive, or to build on or bring to mind the experience of loving kindness for a lovable being or for yourself, and use that as a support. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to help support cultivating, practicing in such a way to support that my heart will not be warped. It can also be helpful to practice equanimity. So for this practice, bring to mind somebody with whom you do have a relationship with, and you care for them, and sometimes they're a little bit annoying, a little bit, there's a little bit of tension or and for this person and this practice, we'll do a little bit different sayings, phrases. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. And to end this meditation, feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. Feel your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So this idea of practicing to help prepare us for difficulties in such a way that our hearts can remain open, or that our hearts will not be misshapen, twisted, warped in the presence of the pressure of difficulties, the heat of difficulties. So a great way to integrate and engage with our experiences and the teachings and knit them together, maybe even come to some new understandings, and maybe to learn something new about yourself and just about the topic in general, is to have a conversation with other people. So I'd like to put you into small groups in which you can discuss either, maybe for you, this idea, my heart will not be warped. I like this expression. You might want to use some different words, twisted, or maybe even my mind will be unaffected. You can discuss what that means for you and what it means for you to practice in such a way that helps create the conditions and such that your heart will not be warped with difficulties, in the presence of difficulties. Or you could talk about a little bit what your experience was in that meditation. It was confusing, too many things happening. It was fantastic. I'm pretty sure I'm enlightened now. Or, you know, this whole wide range, whatever it is, there's whatever it might be. So I'm going to put you into rooms of 3 to 4 people, and we'll have the opportunity. We'll just talk for maybe 11 minutes. And then, I need to make a change here. And then we'll come back here. So have fun. Okay, welcome back. Those of you who made the trip back from cyberspace or something, would anybody like to share what that was like? See, some few words, maybe some new insights, some new learning, some new ideas. Maybe some old ideas that you got reacquainted with or reminded of. Or yes, Abraham.
I was reminded of something that I experienced sometimes in other kinds of meditation, but I hadn't experienced so much here, which is coexisting, being really upset about something that just happened an hour before this class, and also being able to access loving kindness. And it was reassuring to me to know that I still had that nice grounding in that good place in my heart, even though I definitely had a few choice words to say to someone else, you know. And I was able to temper it and bring it down.
This is fantastic, Abraham. This is exactly what we're talking about, that we have access to these states, even when the conditions aren't quite what we would normally expect would be support, loving kindness. That's beautiful. Thank you, Abraham.
Yep. Thank you.
Anybody else have a comment? Nancy.
I was talking with my group. I was supposed to have surgery yesterday, have my thyroid removed. And due to some odd circumstances at Stanford Hospital, it had to be delayed. So the loving kindness and the equanimity was really helpful and has been helpful to me ever since I knew I was going to have this surgery. And so I thank you for making this available every evening. It's been very helpful to me.
Oh, I'm happy to hear that, Nancy. Something.
And it does remind me of, I was very involved in Outward Bound as a young woman. And there's they kind of go by the saying, to serve, to strive, and not to yield. And it made me think of the being unwarped by circumstances. So.
Nice. Touching into a different chapter in your life when you were doing Outward Bound. Unwarped. I love that word. Thank you. Anybody else have something they'd like to say? Kim. Would you like me to?
Here we go. I was having trouble. I just want to say that I always look forward to happy hour. I work my whole day around it. Like I play cards with my husband at 5:00. And then if we're not, even if we're not done, too bad. I'll go to happy hour.
Oh,
so
that's
thank
sweet.
You so much.
Yeah, that's very sweet, Kim. That's fun for me to imagine you're playing cards with your husband and like, sorry, honey, gotta go. It's cute. Okay, so I wish you all some well-being, and may it be that you don't have difficult conditions, but I pretty much think it's a little bit unavoidable these days with all that's happening to all of us, right? Nobody's exempt from this. During this pandemic and some of the what's happening with the news, all of this, we're all susceptible to it. So may this practice support you and bring some stability amidst all these winds of difficulties. So I'll unmute us all if we'd like to say goodbye all at the same time in some kind of way. So goodbye and thank you.
Bye everybody.
Bye. Good night,
bye.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Bye. Bye, Michael.
Thank you, Diana.
Yes, my pleasure. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Diana. Deep bows.
Yes, thank you, Michael.
Bye, Michael.
Bye, Michael.
I wish we could see Michael sometime.
I know, he's always on his phone, right?
I know, he's so sweet.
Yes, he's a very nice man. Okay, bye-bye.